here at the Riverside Stadium with George Boateng, played in the Sir Bobby Robson Foundation charity match. George, welcome back to the North East, welcome back to Riverside Stadium. How was it playing back on your old stomping ground?
Well, you know, it's always pleasant to be back here, as I've had many good years here. But what made me really happy was the idea of playing for Sir Bobby Robson Foundation. I had the pleasure at the time to speak to Sir Bobby a few times when he was at Newcastle, because to me he was a different person. As growing up in Holland, he was the only foreign manager we had in the league, so the whole nation adored Sir Bobby Robson, and he always looked so distant, so far away from me. So coming to England and then him being so close, and having exchanged a few phone calls, actually made my career. You know, I was a very happy boy at the time, but to then be involved in such a charity for him was just a testimony and great for me to be part.
I mean, that's a fantastic story, because it seems that wherever you go, whoever you talk to, everybody has memories of Sir Bobby and what he did in football. He's not just a Newcastle man, he's a man of England and of the world. Yeah. Everybody seems to have good memories of him.
Yeah, he was a, we call it an international person.
Yeah.
But someone who knows and had manners. And he was adored not only by his football skills, but I think by his humanity and the way he conducted himself. We all know quite well the picture of when Ronaldo scored that fantastic goal against Celta de Vigo, that he had his head in his hands, and we all looking there sticking. It's just fantastic. But it's great to be part of this, and you know, this kind of stuff, always you ask yourself, well, you know, what's the goal? What are we achieving? What for we're doing it? But as soon as I got contacted to be part of it, I said yes. A big compliment indeed to Andy. I thought he organised it very well. There was no problems. He knew, you know, I was coming from far.
Yeah.
Everything was taken care of. And it helps, you know, in future if things like that does arise. It helps that you've been part of it and it's all you all look after.
And when you think back to your time at Middlesbrough, obviously, as you said, so many great memories. But what if anything stands out for you as the best memory?
Well, you know, with head and shoulders is winning the Carling Cup.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that everybody seems to talk about, and even now I get loads of tweets of people watching the Carling Cup final. You know. Everybody seems to remember that, and it was a fantastic achievement as a club, not just the players, because you know I was close in and I lived it close by, but the people behind closed doors worked so hard, and they all had just one dream that we were going to win that final. But no, it was, I've had many, but that stands out, and you know, if only we could go back into time.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed.
No
Cheers.
Problem.
Thank you.